bits and stuff. Oh, I'd swear that's the TARDIS app stand. Oh, Christ, but Jesus! I don't believe it! The space-time visualizer! How in the name of Zodin the Terrible did Bonham get hold of it? Anyway, what is he doing here then? That must have been what I heard earlier. The professor has a time machine! And it's connected up to this booth. I wonder. What's going on? Hey, stop! Just happened. It felt like a dematerialization of some sort, but it can't have been. Just can't. Whoa! Carnaby Street. I'm in the swinging 60s. Blimey. I've traveled back in time.
I bought you a little something today, Nick.
A present? I love presents. What is it?
If you're patient for just a few seconds more, you'll find out.
Mr. Tambourine Man, my favourite song. Oh, I haven't heard this for ages. Thank you, Brian. You're so thoughtful. It's fab. Get out of my head!
Nick, are you alright? What's happening? Oh my goodness, I've got to do something. Nick!
Leave me alone! Get out of my head! No! Not again! Black Sam!
Nick, here, let me help you up.
Thank you. Oh, my head.
What happened?
I don't know. The world swelled with the most dizzying colours, and I heard a voice, a horrible voice, telling me to watch out for Black Sam.
Maybe it was Sam Cooke. Sounds like you've taken some dodgy gear to me, Nick. Come on, you rest there, and I'll get you a glass of water.
The voice. It was familiar. I know the voice.
Damn this disease growing inside me. There has to be some way to beat it. What's been going on here? Why is there broken glass everywhere? The capsule! It's gone! Someone has been here. Maybe I can find out using my machine. Ugh, it's still tuned to 1967.
And I heard a voice, a horrible voice, telling me to watch out for Black Sam.
Black Sam? Let me see. Black Arts, Black Death, Black Lace. Ah, Black Sam. Notorious pirate legend from the 18th century. Why would he matter to the time traveller from the present? If visiting the 1960s. And the legend of Black Sam still persists to this day, that he could heal wounds and cure plague with one touch, and reigned over the seven seas for over 200 years. 200 years? What power did this warrior have to be able to hold back death and rejuvenate flesh? Black Sam, an indestructible being with powers undreamed of.
Come on, Nick, you'd better eat something. I can rustle up a boiled egg and soldiers in no time at all.
Will you stop fussing, Brian? I'm feeling groovy again now, I keep telling you. I'm okay.
Oh, bother. Who can that be at this time? Yes, can I help you, young man?
I know this will sound really weird, but you don't happen to know a guy called Nick?
I might do indeed. Who would like to know?
An old friend, you might say.
Brian, who's that?
Someone claiming to know you.
That sounded like Nick!
Rob, mate! I don't believe it! This is so fab!
Fab? Oh, no one says fab anymore. Oh, it's good to see you, Nick.
So, you know this young man then, Nick?
Know him? It's Rob, from my old TARDIS days.
Well, I'd better make some tea while the two of you catch up.
I can't believe I found you. I thought I was the only one that survived.
There must have been a huge tide of time waves washing out from the TARDIS. I was there with you at the Clearwater Studios one minute, and then the next thing I knew, I woke up in St. James's Park, here in 1967. Flower Power, the Beatles, I shagged Lulu the other day.
Oh, we've all had Lulu. I'd love to have been stranded in 1967. Instead, I ended up back in Putney with...
So how did you find me?
Well, I saw you on the cover of Sgt. Pepper, right between Marlene Dietrich and Judy Garland.
Really? I have no idea about that.
Oh, I thought it was a secret message. That Brian. It's Brian Epstein, isn't it?
Yeah, of course it is. You recognise him?
Of course I do. He's only the manager of the Beatles. Nick, you shouldn't be involved with him.
Oh, don't get all heavy, Rob. Brian's been very good to me.
You know what the doctor told us? If we ever get stranded in the past, you know, not to get involved with anyone important. I thought you'd learnt your lesson after that business with Anne of Cleves and the donkey.
Yeah, well, the doctor isn't here, is he?
No, I suppose not. Hang on, I'll try my time watch. No, nothing. No Ultron energy residue detected. Oh, Nick, he really is gone.
Yeah, I think we both know it deep down. So how did you get here?
Oh, well, I'll explain that later.
Tea's ready, boys. Shall I be mother?
If you like, girlfriend.
So will you be staying in the area long, Rob?
Oh, I haven't thought about that. It depends on what Nick's plans are.
We have plans for later, don't we, Nick? But we could easily change them. Then we go to Barcelona next week for the bullfighting festival.
Life goes on, Rob. I had no idea if you were alive or not. I couldn't sit around waiting for you or the doctor to come back. I had to find my own life.
Nick, you'd better get into the shower. It's time you got ready for the party. Your friend here could join us if you like.
In the shower?
No, at the party.
Oh, no, don't worry about me. I've got plenty to do, Mr. Epstein.
Good. Well, come along then, Nick.
Hey, I'm sorry, Rob. Maybe we can catch up later. I'll be at the Bag of Nails Club.
Don't put yourself out for me, Nick. I'll be off. Oh, and Brian, the White Album was crap, so nah.
Dad!
Ricky, stop fussing.
It looked like you were having some kind of fit. You shouldn't be working so hard.
You're beginning to sound like your sister. She's determined to smother me too. I don't need you checking up on me every time I cough or wheeze a bit.
Sorry, Dad.
Anyway, I'm glad you're here now, son. I've stumbled onto the solution for my little problem.
Oh, Dad, that's wonderful news. What is it?
The time traveller I've been watching. He's stranded in 1967, but somehow he's in contact with Black Sam.
Black Sam? Who's Black Sam?
An ancient, a treader in history. You'd call him a pirate, but legend says he was so much more. He had powers, you see, my boy. Mystical, healing powers that no one has ever decoded.
You think he could heal you?
I'm sure of it, my son. Anyway, there's certainly more chance than I'd stand with one of those butchers at the Queen Mary Hospital.
Then let's go. Let's find him.
The capture wasn't back yet. Did you check the CCTV logs like I asked?
Oh yeah. The guy who broke in was that friend of Emma's, Rob. I never liked the look of him. He's been sniffing around Emma for months. And then there was the incident where he put his hand on her booby-doo.
Well, anyway, he must have taken the capsule to 1967, bumbling idiot. We're going to have to recall it and then get after him. There's no telling the damage he could do to my plans, messing about in the past.
Good luck, Dad.
Dad's in his lab, beavering away as usual. Probably best not disturb him for now. Wow! The capsule! That's amazing! Dad is a genius! But hang on, what's he doing? He's going inside! The capsule! It's gone with him inside it! I don't believe it. I'm going to have a look at what he's been up to. What are these? June the 7th, first test showed that the mice survived their trip back. Tonight, the first full test with a human being. I shall be the first man to travel back in time. P.S. Don't forget to take top gear. Oh my, so that's what he's been working on. He always said it was theoretically possible. He's made it a fact! He must have spent the last few weeks journeying back into the past! June the 11th. Success! I've been back as far as 1967 now. Oh, Dad! Not only have you managed to build a time television, you've actually been back in time! I'm going to have to try this out for myself. Wait a moment. Brian Epstein? Why would Dad be Googling Brian Epstein?
So Paul said to me that he'd enjoyed your stories about your Auntie Rita so much that he wanted to write a song about her.
Yeah, great. I'll do it now.
Also, Mr. Blake tells me that your photo is ready for the cover of the boys' new album. We just have to let him know where you want to stand.
Fine, wherever. I'll make sure I do that.
Nick, I'm sorry to ask again, but aren't you really feeling all right? You've been so distracted since your turn earlier, and then after this Rob fellow turned up out of the blue too. I think perhaps we'd better take you to see the doctor.
The doctor? If only he could. Oh, I'm sorry, Brian. It's just that I never expected to see Rob again. I need to see him again and sort things out with him.
You've got a big heart, Nick. Don't let yourself be hurt by him. He seems such a crass young man.
But he is a friend, and he's made such an effort to find me. I have to explain about my life here, make him understand.
Then go to him. I'll cancel our little trip to Battersea Funfair, and I'll see you at the Bag of Nails later on. Scylla will be playing live tonight. She's one of my top new acts, you know.
Thank you. I will see you there.
Oh, Nick, please don't leave me. I couldn't cope without you. I'm going to have to see him again. He'll know how to deal with this.
Hey, I love your jacket. Where did you get it?
Oh, nowhere around here. I'm not from around these parts.
Your accent sounds local, dear.
Well, I was from round here originally, but I've been travelling.
You poor dear! Come here, let Freddy give you a big hug. You need it.
I don't know about that.
Listen, I've been bored this morning, so I've been running a song. See if you like it. Mama just killed a man.
It's a cheery start. Look, I don't want to be rude, but...
Hang on, this is where the opera section comes in, dear.
Opera? I think I've left a chip pan on. I've got to go.
So what else can I do to cheer you up? Champagne from a glass slipper at the Bag of Nails Club tonight, perhaps?
No, I can't go there. Nick will be there.
All the more reason to go, then. Show him you've moved on. Don't worry, I shall look after you. It'll be a change to have someone so pretty on my arm.
Me? Nah, I'm nothing special.
Darling, I don't throw myself at just anyone, you know.
Thanks.
Well, that's a plan made and a new friendship begun. Come here for a big hug.
Rob, what are you doing here? And why are you hugging Freddie Mercury?
Emma! Oh, wow! How did you get here?
Same way as you, I imagine. Through the hat shop?
Yep, same as me. Oh, it's good to see a friendly face, and I didn't think you'd be too delighted to see me after last time.
Let's forget about that, shall we? We all make mistakes in the heat of the moment.
Oh, I'm sorry, Emma, but it's difficult.
Difficult?
Yeah, well, I think I love you.
Oh, hooray!
Come on, we need to track down my time-travelling uncle and get back to the present day.
Oh, girls always say that when I ask them out. Bye, Freddie.
Doodle pip.
Keep writing the songs, only I think that last one is a bit of a Queen ripoff.
Queen. That'd make a fab name for a band.
Oh, thank goodness. I need your help, Mr. Bonham.
Brian, I'm always here to help you.
Oh, Mr. Bonham, I've been such a fool. I found myself falling for someone.
Go on.
It's difficult. It's Nick. I took him in, looked after him, and now he's having funny turns and hearing voices, and a long-lost friend of his has come back into his life, and I'm scared. I'm scared of the way I feel, and I can't cope without the drugs. I need to feel calm and in control again, like I used to.
But Brian... You know the drugs were controlling you. You don't need them like you did. You're strong.
I'm strong with Nick. Without him, I'm nothing. I need him.
Tell me more about this Nick. I'm intrigued. You mentioned he was hearing voices.
Yes, he had a funny turn today and started mumbling incoherently, just like the first night I met him.
Ah, yes. The night he appeared out of nowhere. So, has Nick had many of these episodes?
Oh yes, several I believe now. He has visions. We thought it was a side effect of some dodgy gear, but their frequency and intensity are growing each time. He says it's like there's some kind of presence in his mind.
Brian, come on, stay calm. All this anxiety isn't good for you. As for Nick, I think it'd be in order for me to meet him and talk to him. I think I can help him. Are you seeing him tonight?
I believe he might be at the Bag of Nails.
Ensure that he is there. Do your utmost, Brian. I want to help him, but I can't do that if he isn't there. Now go and find him, Brian, and look after him until I can see you.
I'll make sure he's there. Thank you, Mr. Bonham.
Ricky! Ricky, come here.
What is it, Dad?
We've done it! Brian Epstein is successfully off the drugs, and his life is no longer at risk. And we're getting closer to Black Sam all the time.
Black Sam? How?
Through the time traveller, Nick. I believe that Black Sam is in contact with him. Somehow, this Nick is being used as a conduit for Black Sam. We can use him and the machine to get back far enough to reach him. Ricky, we're so close to my salvation.
Dad, this is wonderful news. What's our next move?
Plan B, of course. B for Black Sam. And B for Black. Scylla Black.
Rob! Rob, wait up, mate!
I told you not to worry about me, Nick. You didn't have to follow me. You should have stayed with Brian.
I wanted to say sorry. But if you're going to be like that, I won't bother.
You were the one who was rude to me!
For heaven's sake, Rob.
Oh, all right then. I'm sorry, Nick.
Me too.
I should think so too. So, are you going to introduce me then, Rob?
Emma, this is Nick, my best friend. Nick, this is Emma, my sort of girlfriend.
Say what now?
Wow, you have been busy. I never thought we'd see the day.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, Mother Teresa gets a leg over more than you... Sorry, I'm out of order.
Oh, Nick.
So, Emma, how come you're here too?
Oh yeah, I didn't tell you, did I? Emma's dad invented a time machine.
Are you guys dunking my digestive? Rob, everyone knows there weren't time machines in 2007.
My dad is a genius.
Yeah, but not in the way you might think. I recognise parts of his machine. They came from the TARDIS.
But that technology shouldn't fall into anyone's hands.
Nick, we think my dad might be up to something, and somehow it involves Brian.
I won't let Brian get hurt.
But how can we stop him if we don't know what he's up to?
We'll find a way. Black Sam! Black Sam!
The time watch! Oh, these readings confirm it, Emma. Whoever is contacting Nick, this Black Sam or whoever he is, he's sending the message across the dimensions of time.
Somehow, Dad is mixed up in this. Rob, what are we going to do?
We've got to get Nick somewhere safe.
If we get on the tube, we can get to the Bag of Nails. Brian will be able to help.
Come on.
Hey, watch it, matey boy.
Watch where you're going. You nearly knocked me down.
Come on, Rob.
Wait a moment. Wasn't that... Couldn't have been.
And I'd just like to say welcome, everyone, to the Bag of Nails. We've got some great music lined up for you tonight. So have a fantastic evening.
Oi, are you a member?
What's that, mate? Oh, I'm with him. Look, Brian Epstein.
Oh, we're not as usual sort. We'll go on then.
Nick! Oh, you made it. We've just missed Paul playing one of his new fab songs. Rhonda, I'm a Cowboy, it was called, or something. I'm sure it's going to be the boys' next number one.
I wouldn't visit Ladbrokes about that. I suppose they can't all be Let It Be, can they?
Let It What?
It doesn't matter. Anyway, I'm glad you're okay.
You're glad I'm okay? You're the one who's been having the funny turns. Look, I met my mentor earlier. He wants to meet you. He thinks he might be able to help you.
Well, maybe later. Look, we've got to make sure you're safe.
Why, Nick? What's all this concern over me tonight? Nothing's going to happen to me here.
But I had to go to the loo.
Oh, this is such an interesting story, Lulu. But I think that Ringo Starr wants to talk to me over on the other side of the room. Perhaps in a different room.
Rob, there you are. Oh, hello. Is this...
Yes. Don't get her on to entering the Eurovision Song Contest. I've told her she'd never win.
It's been an obsession of mine for years.
Rob, I think you'd better stop knocking back the red wine. You know it makes you hurl.
Oh, don't worry about that. This is a great party.
Wait a moment. Wasn't that Yoko Ono?
Hello, I'm Yoko Ono. I say, excuse me.
Right now, we should be welcoming our special guest performer for the evening, Miss Cilla Black, but something rather strange seems to be going on down on the dance floor.
Hooey! Oh, hello, dear. There seems to be something going on. Come over here and see.
Oh, no! Not you again! You're not getting your hands on me again!
No, Rob, he's right! Look! It's Nick! I think he's having a funny turn again.
Ah! Make it stop!
Nick!
Get Rob! He can help!
I can't cope! I'm sorry.
Nick! 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 Oh, Nick! Something's coming through! On the stage! On the stage!
That's not Cilla Black.
No, but I think we're in for a surprise! Surprise!
Sorry to interrupt the party, everyone, but is there any chance of a decent cup of tea?